Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
We generally regard the portion of North Dakota northeast of the Missouri River as glaciated, while the area southwest of the Missouri River has an unglaciated or erosional topography. That is, however, a broad generalization. The boundary between the glaciated topography and the unglaciated or erosional topography along the Missouri River is not easily or clearly defined. There are, for example, some areas east of the Missouri River that show little evidence of glaciation, while there are some glacial erratics, rocks moved by glaciers, west of the Missouri River. Many maps of North Dakota's surface geology, for example in the book North Dakota's Geological Legacy by John Bloomley, former state geologist and director of the North Dakota Geological Survey, shows a narrow band of land adjacent to the Missouri River on the north and east that is characterized by a mixture of glacial and erosional features. That landscape is what geologists call the Coteau Slope. It's an area of rolling hilly plains near the margins of the glaciers during the last ice age. Some of the glacial deposits here are comparatively thin and didn't significantly alter the topography. Perhaps the best place to view and better understand the geology of the Coteau Slope is to drive Highway 83 between Minot and Bismarck. The landscape between Minot and near Lake Audubon is typical for glaciated country. The topography is rolling to hummocky, rock piles are conspicuous in many fields, and prairie potholes are evidence that the area was glaciated. But the landscape takes on a different character along much of Highway 83 from roughly Lake Audubon to Bismarck, and even more so between Wilton and Bismarck, with its broad sweeping landscape and occasional outcrops of bedrock. You'll not see many rock piles in the fields, and few if any prairie potholes along that stretch of highway. The Coteau Slope is also noticeable in several other areas along the Missouri River, as well as along Highway 83 southward from Bismarck to the South Dakota border. So the next time you travel on Highway 83 between Minot and Bismarck, or other areas along the east side of the Missouri River, make a point to take a little closer look at the landscape of the Coteau Slope. Some parts have easily identified evidence of glaciation, while other areas, well, not so much. Hopefully you'll get a better understanding and appreciation for North Dakota's geological heritage. I've put links to more information on the Coteau Slope and North Dakota geology, along with a text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.